Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Have you ever been really thirsty? Thirsty enough you would have given all you owned for just one drink of water. I have never been that thirsty, and I suspect that most of you have not been. But imagine yourself on a vast desert without any water at all, as you're about to perish with thirst. You approach what appears to be an oasis where water is plentiful. But when you come to the place where you thought you could find water, there was none, not even one drop. Would you be disappointed and discouraged? Did you know that the New Testament pictures false prophets as being wells without water? Do you know how much wells without water are worth? They are totally worthless. Please listen to this verse. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. 2 Peter 2:17. Jude uses similar language. These are spots in your feasts of love. When they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear, clouds they are without water, carried about of winds. Trees whose fruit withers, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame. Wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. Jude 12 and 13. Peter's and Jude's descriptions of false teachers show just how dangerous such people are. Like the wells which have no water, the false prophets promise to sustain those who are in deep trouble, but they cannot deliver on their promises. They're like clouds that are carried about with a tempest. If you grew up on the farm, as I did, or if you know much about farming, you know how very vital water is to the success of the farmer. If it does not rain for long periods, the farmer cannot survive. We in America know something of that condition, but not so much as the farmers of Palestine know. They often go for a year or more without any rain. Imagine how the farmer must fret and worry when his crops are perishing for lack of water. How would he feel if he saw a dark cloud begin to form, and then when the cloud approaches, he sees there is no rain in it? These clouds would be without water, carried about with winds. Jude 12. Peter describes the false teachers he had in mind as bringing in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them. 2 Peter 2:1. Any preacher or teacher who denies the inspiration of the Scriptures, the deity of Christ, His second coming, and other fundamentals of the faith, is a false teacher and dangerous regardless of his motivation. He is leading men and women down the road to destruction. When the false teacher and his followers stand before God in the judgment, He will banish them from His presence. Do false teachers know that? If they do not, they're not paying any attention to God's revelation in the Bible. In our modern world of inclusivism and pluralism, there are millions of Americans who think we cannot know the truth, or that it does not really matter whether we know the truth. Dr. R. Kirby Godse's book, When We Talk About God, Let's Be Honest, affirms, there are no right theologies. Page 16. If that were true, then discerning who false teachers are would be impossible. If there are no right theologies, then how can we know if there are wrong theologies? Dr. Godse apparently thinks his theology is right, or he would not have written about it. Dr. Godse also says, doctrinal soundness is arrogant theological nonsense. Page 17. If that's true, why would an inspired apostle say, speak the things that become sound doctrine? Thank you, and may God bless you.